So yesterday's hearing, Casey, began with a testimony by Transportation Cabinet Engineer Tom Hines. What was the crux of the interview with Mr. Hines?
Most of the interview focused on three white lights that were supposed to be lit above the main channel in the bridge. However, Mr. Hines said that he was not aware that the three white lights were supposed to be lit according to the navigation scheme set out by the Coast Guard. The Coast Guard produced a letter dated December 15th, 2011, that mentioned the white lights. And unfortunately, Mr. Hines skimmed over that part and did not realize that they were supposed to be lit.
So you're saying that there was a letter that was issued to Mr. Hines that indicated certain new regulations that he needed to follow. One of them, I remember hearing mentioned some red reflectors.
Yes, the letter mentioned not only lights, but it also mentioned red reflectors. And Mr. Hines read about the reflectors, ordered them the next day, and unfortunately he missed the white lights. There are also red lights and green lights on the bridge that he was aware of that designated the piers and the navigable channels.
And there was also mention of, I guess, some previous issues that had been with the lights, circuit breakers tripping and whatnot.
Yes, on January 23rd, he received a complaint that the lights were not working. On January 24th, Mr. Hines and his team worked on the bridge and got the upstream lights working, but they called the Coast Guard and told them that the downstream lights were still out. And the upstream section of the bridge was where the Delta Mariner came from.
That took up many hours yesterday. The hearing began at 1 o'clock in the afternoon and wrapped up just past 8:30 in the evening. Who else did the NTSB and the Coast Guard hear from?
They heard from Susan Oatman, the project engineer in design and development for the Kentucky Transportation Department. They talked to her a lot about money that was designated for the maintenance of navigation lighting, and there was another worker for the Kentucky Transportation Department who requested to use that money for other needs, like local traffic lights that were not up to code, and so she approved of that, and that's a lot of what her testimony was about.
There was a third person interviewed from the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet as well, right?
Yes, that was Steve Smith. He's the Highway Traffic Technician Superintendent. And he talked a lot about routine inspections for bridges that include Agner's Ferry. Interestingly enough, an inspection was skipped in December because of a heavy workload and because of vacation time for the holidays. But he also said that in January, there were no reports filed for the bridge, meaning that no one found something wrong with the lights. If there had been, he would have received a report in January.
So apart from the inspection, the missed inspection in December, was there anything else of value that Steve Smith added to the conversation?
Yes, he did talk about the white lights, and he testified that he knew that the navigation lighting scheme included the white lights over the main channel. However, he did not believe that they were very important, and so he didn't worry about them.
Did they mention whether or not there was a green light over the channel that the Delta Mariner passed through?
Actually, it was mentioned by one of the lawyers, but it was not technically entered into evidence that the crew reported that the only lights alight, period, were over the channel that they went through.
And again, we should probably mention, too, that there are lawyers present representing the Transportation Cabinet and for FOSS Maritime. However, the hearing implies no criminal or civil penalty. This is simply a fact-finding mission for the Coast Guard and NTSB.
Correct.
All right, Casey Northcutt, who's covering these hearings in Paducah this week, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.